from inside the bunker of the MTD radio studios. I'm Tom A. Reese, in charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. The coronavirus vaccinations have arrived in Lee County to fight the coronavirus. The New Mexico National Guard delivered the first shipment of the vaccines to Norley Hospital in Lovington and Lee Regional Hospital in Hobbs on Wednesday. EMS personnel and healthcare workers in Hobbs will be vaccinated at the Lee County Event Center in Hobbs today, and health personnel in Lovington will be vaccinated on Friday. David Shaw, CEO of Norley Hospital in Lovington, says there will be two separate inoculations, and trials were conducted on those vaccines, which could produce some side effects.
There were 3.8% of the individuals in that trial that experienced fatigue for a day or two. There were 2% in that trial that experienced a headache after the second vaccine, and there were less than 2% that experienced fever.
On Friday, we'll tell you who's next on the priority list and is there a cost. Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham amended the public health order on Wednesday to accommodate increased capacity inside essential grocery stores such as Walmart. Long lines of customers waiting to get into the grocery stores in cold weather likely prompted the change. Previously, only 75 patrons were allowed in grocery stores at one time. Surveillance of an alleged drug house in Carlsbad by the Pecos Valley Drug Task Force led to the arrest of 39-year-old Jacob Medrano and 34-year-old Carlos Galindo, both of Carlsbad. According to reports, agents observed one of the men removing a Yeti cooler from an unoccupied truck in the 2100 block of South Canal. Officials did not indicate why the cooler was stolen. Galindo supposedly told police that he had illegal drugs in his possession. Medrano was arrested on an outstanding warrant for drug possession out of Chaffetz County. Charges against Galindo were dropped by the 5th Judicial DA's office, and he was released from jail. Medrano is also no longer at the detention center. The Wells Fargo Bank in Eunice is closing its doors in March of next year. Eunice Mayor Billy Hobbs elaborates.
From my understanding is they're just closing a bunch of branches around the areas, and so one of ours is went on the list.
Eunice has another bank that is servicing the community. However,
reached out to the Lee County Economic Development Committee, Missy Currier, and she got back with us that a couple of people interested in coming into Eunice, open a bank here.
In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese.